nieuw doen, overnieuw doen.
Hallo, hallo, okay.
Hallo, 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 hallo.
3, 2, 1, go!
Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane or Marijn.
And I'm Sam or Brace Boy.
And this is episode 19 of season 1.
Yeah.
And we have a very nice crisps.
We have
crisp,
a very,
I believe.
Again, recommended by the same people that recommended last week's crisp. Last week we did sweet and sour. This week it's...
This week we have the tortilla chips tikka masala flavor.
Yeah, and last week was a success, I can say. Okay,
a moderate success.
A moderate success. Okay,
so
it wasn't five.
Three bags out of five is okay, but not all too great. Let's see where these are going to be.
No, before you do that, let me reformulate what I mean. We have tested little chips before. We tested sweet and sour. And before the sweet and sour, we always found the little crisps aren't that good. So three bags is in the instance of little is almost five bags.
Yeah, but I need to correct you here because the crisps we rated before were from the brand of Little itself, or it was Snack Day, I believe.
Yeah.
And these are from Fitasia.
Yeah, but Little
so
just makes up brands as they go.
Okay.
These brands don't really exist. These are all. You will probably see on the back of the package that they are all...
They are actually a little like us with email addresses.
Yeah, a little like us, like with email addresses. We make 1,000 email addresses. They make 1,000 different brands. It's
okay.
Now, I can't read it here. It's just saying that it is a little company.
Oh, okay.
On the back. So, yeah.
Well, but to continue,
yeah.
This week we have the Fitasia tortilla chips tikka masala flavor. They are produced in Belgium. It's a bag of 200 grams. We're gonna test it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Oh. Ooh, these smell very curry-like.
Okay.
I'll grab a couple to taste. Oh, smell it.
Yeah, you're right. Very curry-like.
Very curry-like. Well,
but that's good.
See what the flavor is.
In my opinion, that's good. Flavor-wise.
Huh. I don't really taste the tikka masala. Oh, wait, by the way. I do, but it's mostly an aftertaste.
I do. It's a little faint, but it is a curry flavor, a tikka masala flavor. Isn't tikka masala the official dish of the UK?
I believe it was invented in Scotland.
Tikka masala.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I thought it was like the national dish or something.
Mm.
It's good.
I don't know, but these crisps are nice.
Well,
they have a little. Their taste is more pronounced than the other from Fitasia.
The sweet and sour from last week. Yep, you're right.
And furthermore, it's a corn crisp, and that gives a bit of a crunch and a specific taste. I like these. So,
okay, wait. I think these wouldn't be bad with a little bit of a chutney.
Or a little bit of yogurt.
I have a little bit of chutney in the refrigerator right now. Should we try it out for the review?
You wanna... Well, let's test it out.
Okay, I'm pausing the recording because...
What a coincidence that... what a coincidence that instead of last week where you said, oh, this would be good with a salsa and didn't have a salsa, have some chutney on the side and some yogurt on the side. Let's try it out.
Let's try it out.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
First some chutney. Oh. Mmm. Now. Yeah. I can see this becoming a thing.
This is a good combination.
Yeah. Let me try the yogurt.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Yogurt isn't bad either.
Also nice, but less spectacular. I really like the chutney with it.
By any coins, since I also have the crisps from last week.
Aren't they a bit dry now?
Yeah, they are. They're like 5 minutes drier because I re-record 2 episodes in one go. These also get better with the yogurt.
The sweet and sour ones. I'm gonna try.
The chutney works very well, I think. The yogurt is nice. But the chutney is spectacular. Like you said.
Yeah, the yogurt is more neutral in flavor.
Yeah.
But works well. Yeah.
Nah, I think
maybe we I should leave it at that, because else I'm going to stop myself.
No.
And we still have a podcast to do.
Well, let's do a quick recap. Quick roundup.
Yeah. Okay, smell is curry-like.
Yeah.
Crunch is same as last week. So good crunch.
Good crunch. Not spectacular, but good.
Yes.
Flavor. These had a more pronounced flavor than last week.
Yes, definitely.
This one scores a higher score.
I go to 3.5 to 4.
I'm making it 4.
4. Okay.
If I may, I would give the final mark. I would say serve them with a little bit of chutney.
When serve them with a little bit of chutney, maybe some yogurt could do that, but it's less spectacular than chutney.
Yeah, but it's a good serving tip, I think.
So we can go on now with the trivia.
So Marijn, you prepared a nice trivia for this week.
Yes.
It's a special
also,
one, I believe.
Just like last week, this is also a bit tied into our comedy background. Apparently, there is something called gerophobia. And gerophobia is the irrational fear of fun and happiness.
Okay.
I had no idea that such a thing would exist. That people are overly anxious to do fun stuff or things that make them happy.
So people that suffer from this phobia,
yes,
there might be inclined to never celebrate their birthday, for instance.
Exactly.
Because that could be fun and it could bring them happiness.
Yes.
And they might be inclined to never go to a Christmas market. Although I hate Christmas markets, so
but you hate it on a healthy level.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a scientist making up a name for your fear of Christmas markets. But I think it's a real problem if you're scared of fun and happiness. I'm happy I don't have that.
No. That's quite a good conundrum. That's quite a good find. You're happy that you don't have the phobia for happiness.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
I'm not, like you said earlier, a black hole which sucks up all the fun and laughter.
Oh, you are.
Place.
You are, but you yourself then get happy by that fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm not really bothered by it.
No. No, a little bit like Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil.
Something like that.
I would like $1 billion.
Yeah, it's ages ago that I saw that movie. But
it was a good one, though.
Yes, it
was. The original Austin Powers is very good.
Yes, and all the follow-ups were a bit more of the same, but what would you expect?
What was the actor's name again? Michael Myers, I believe? Mike Myers?
Yes, the same one from Wayne's World.
Yeah, he needs to make money somehow, I believe.
Yeah, well, he also was in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was in Bohemian Rhapsody. He was the producer.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Well, I haven't seen it either. I'm just saying he's in there.
I was maybe going to that movie tomorrow, to be honest. But it won a couple of Golden Globes, I believe. So that
I guess so. My parents wanted to go there and said, oh, it was sold out. And I hear from everyone who has been that it's a great movie.
Yeah, so I was planning to go maybe tomorrow. So, but yeah.
Well, you can't have it all.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time to go on.
Yeah.
With the Handicap Life.
And, we should.
The Handicap Life, and what I want to say is I'm going to apply for a job, and I wanted to do a motivational video.
That's what all welfare people say. I'm going to apply for a job, and then they still sit on the couch and eat crisps all day.
Well,
right now,
I'm sitting on the couch and eating crisps. So far, I'm fine.
So far, I'm right. Yeah.
Yes.
No. Marijn is in the process of applying for a job.
Yes.
He's actually making some waves and He's working his little ass off. There's not much to work off there because it's such a tiny little ass. But hey, he's doing what he can.
And yet, I am going to the gym every day.
Yeah. To work on your eyelashes muscles or your toe muscles.
Both.
Marijn really wants to look like one of these corpses, like they don't have any fat left, like you
well
okay,
let's get back to the point.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you a compliment because I wanted to make a film to apply.
Yeah.
And Brace Boy Sam directed it.
Yeah.
And I thought he did a very good job. I think he's going to leave me in some time to shoot his own Titanic or what was that with the blue thing? Avatar.
Yeah.
Something like that.
My non-official response to this is, I'm more of a diehard fan myself, so if I would make
doesn't matter. Then you make your own quadrupology of diehard movies.
Yeah, but officially, I'm not really into making films. I'm into making sketches or maybe writing sketches, but I like to do it. It was a fun experience. I think you work very well with my guidance,
and you really have a talent. You made me feel very comfortable before the camera.
Yeah, but that's what the director is supposed to do, I think. Make people comfortable, keep them happy.
Well, in that case,
make them do
you
their
did
best.
A good job.
Yeah, and I think you did. To be honest, we had the misfortune that the camera battery ran out just when we stopped filming, so we couldn't see the clips. So I'm very interested in how it looks, but you are working on that.
I'm working on it at the moment. I can tell more about it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well.
And maybe post it here on the site if everything goes well. First make it a success and then share it with the world.
I'm very interested how it's going to look.
Me too.
I hope you get hired.
Yeah, me too. And then we will be colleagues.
Yeah.
Sort of colleagues.
Kind of.
Same company, different.
Yeah, we don't know where you're going to end up in the structure. So we will see.
Maybe when they see you at the end of the film, they think, oh, we should hire him on the place where Sam is, Brace Boy is working. Sam is working. So yeah, we become direct colleagues. I don't know, but
to be honest, that's kind of impossible because okay, we did my team didn't apply for a new trainee, so
okay,
you couldn't become part of our team. I'm okay, sorry, mate.
Maybe it's for
we
the
don't
best.
Have we don't have the funding for another trainee. That's
maybe that's thing. For the best.
Yeah. No, I think I'm really happy for you. It was a nice little film.
Yes, and it was very nice doing.
Yeah. And we should make more little clips. Write us an email if you think we should make more sketches.
Yeah, and send them to sketches@iratecrisps.com.
Yeah, or write a review down below. That's also very helpful. And also write us an email if you think we should do more podcasts. Because we will have one up next week.
Yes.
And a week after that,
I believe.
But
still, we don't have a crisp for it. So if you have a suggestion, send it to us.
Yeah. And
mail it to us, send a pigeon to us. Or
please tell us where we can buy it. Please tell us why you like it so much. Maybe give us a little bit of a background. Maybe it's your favorite crisp. It can also be your least favorite crisp. And you just want to see if we hate it as much as you hate it. Stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. As long as it's factory sealed, we will test it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for the time being, this was episode 19, and we discussed the Fitasia Tikka Masala crisp.
Tikka Masala crisp made in Belgium.
Was there anything you wanted to say?
No. That's totally right.
Okay.
And once again, they are very good with a little bit of chutney.
Yes.
Let's stretch that.
For a party, great crisps.
Yeah.
Serve some chutney with it. You'll be the light of the party.
Yeah. You will make headlines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we talked not all too long, but spent some time discussing gerophobia, the fear of fun.
Yeah. I hope none of our listeners suffer from this phobia.
No. But then again, if they would, then they probably wouldn't have listened to us.
Yeah, because our podcast is fun.
Yeah, and we are all about fun.
Yeah. In a sense, we are. Yeah.
Yeah. So we did that. Then we talked about Sam being good at directing and maybe going to do a big movie of himself sometime. Not anytime soon.
No. I have a couple of family members that work in film and friends, and I see them working on that, and it's a hard business.
Okay.
I'm not saying that comedy is an easy business to be in, but they work in a hard business indeed. So I would say I'm not planning on joining but it's an interesting business. Good for you indeed. No, I think theater productions like we do together is more of my style.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. And that was actually everything we had planned for you today.
Yeah.
Please
don't forget to like this episode.
Don't do it. I see you're forgetting it. Don't.
Yeah. So do it now. Subscribe.
Yes. Share it with your friends.
Yeah. And write a review where you can. And on iTunes, for instance. And please tune in next week for another episode.
Yes. And until then, that is how the crisp crunches.